In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we listen to the first reading.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. There broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made a loud lament over him. Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church. Entering house after house and dragging out men and women, he handed them over for imprisonment. Now those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Thus Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord, the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip when they heard it and saw the signs he was doing. For unclean spirits, crying out in a loud voice, came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed and crippled people were cured. There was great joy in that city. The word of the Lord.
The responsorial psalm. The response is, let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all on earth worship and sing praise to you. Sing praise to your name. Come and see the works of God, his tremendous deeds among the children of Adam. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. He has changed the sea into dry land. Through the river they passed on foot. Therefore, let us rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that, although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord. So when I was at Mundelein, there were around 200 of us studying to be priests. Isn't that awesome? We were assigned to different floor, like in college. So I live on the floor with other 16 guys, and our patron saint on that floor is Saint Catherine of Siena. So I was struck by her amazing story. She was the 23rd, I'm talking about 23rd, 2-3 children in the family. So family, if you have 2 children in the house and think you have too many, please ask God to give more, right? Maybe forming a football team, you know? So when St. Catherine's mother was overly encouraged to improve St. Catherine's appearance in order to attract husband by using her hair, well, St. Catherine cut off her hair. So I guess she didn't need a salon at that moment anymore. So later on, she entered the Dominican Third Order at 18 years old and attracted so many followers by her prayer life, her holiness, her intellectual. Hey, she's a doctor of the church, right? And her boldness. She says, be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. Like St. Philip in the first reading today, right? Even mourning over the death of Stephen. since Stephen was stoned from the reading yesterday that we have heard, he filled with the Holy Spirit, Saint Philip proclaimed the good news, performed many miracles, and brought the city a great joy. You see, be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. Saint Catherine Bonus is shown through her word and action, saying, proclaim the truth and do not be silent through fear. So if we have any fear, don't be afraid, just speak the truth. And when the church had two popes, or even three popes, because of the conflict among the bishops, we call the great schism in the history of the church, Saint Catherine spent her last 2 years of her life in Rome in prayer and pleading for the unity of the church. She wrote a lot, she talked a lot, and finally the church was united. Why she has that gut to do such a thing as a woman in those time and age? Because her only goal, brothers and sisters in Christ, in life, is to surrender to her Lord. Surrender to God so that He can perform much miracles through her life. Imagine when St. Catherine read the gospel reading today. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. She surrendered to the Lord who gives her eternal bread from heaven. She surrendered to the Lord who loves her dearly as His beloved. So whenever there is a sense of temptation for self-love, she says, you know that every evil is founded in self-love, and that self-love is a cloud that takes away the light of reason, which reason holds in itself the light of faith, and one is not lost without the other. So faith and reason, right? So brothers and sisters in Christ, surrender to God and trust Him, and be God, and be who God want or God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. I repeat again the invitation for today. Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. What does it mean? Using our given gift and talents to be God's hands and feet in the world. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, I will not giving the daily reflection anymore, but I will try to do the podcast once a week. So, stay in touch. God bless you.